heartbeat pounding away.
Hey everyone, welcome to The Vault, episode 1 of Brave New World. I'm Motion, along with Jeremy and Brady. To tell you a little bit about myself, I love gaming. I love any type of games, MMOs, RPSs, FPSs. I've been gaming since I was around maybe 8 years old, and I love it. I'm a 17-year-old male living in Canada, Ontario precisely, and I just want to have a good time to talk to people about Guild Wars 2 and any other game that's needed to be talked about. So that's about it. Here we have Jeremy and Brady. Whoever wants to go first.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
All right. I am Jeremy, also known as Arconis in the game world. You may have seen me on GuildWars2Forum.com butting heads with the mods about different topics and being very rancorous. But a little bit about me. I've been a gamer from the time that I can remember. I mean, I remember being excited on Christmas, opening up a... I remember ruining Christmas for my mom because I guessed, like, the game Legend of Zelda back when it was the gold cartridge, because it had, like, a little square in the box. So she wrapped it, and I kind of put my finger out. I was like, this is Legend of Zelda, like, the great Karnak. And my mom was like, ugh. And I was just like, awesome. I got Legend of Zelda. But for MMOs, I kind of started off when I was in the Navy. Yes, I am old. I started off in the Navy playing Ultima Online, and then pretty much from that point, it just snowballed into everything that's ever been released as an MMO. I love PvP. That's usually my main focus. But I like raiding somewhat. I also like some of the RP guys. I'm not really that biased. I don't get territorial over that. I'm a gamer in general. So, to me, as long as it's a good, solid game, I will play it. And I think that's pretty much all I gotta say. Oh, yeah, I'm also a writer and... Now it looks like I'm going to be a podcaster. So I guess now I bow out for Brady, a.k.a. Snebzor.
All right. Hi, guys. That was a pretty good introduction to myself. My name is Brady, 18-year-old from Western Canada. And I love games, too. Like everyone. You guys are watching right now. You're like, I love games, too. We have something in common. I started when I was 6 years old. I remember my dad throwing a disc case at me, I play Warcraft 2! And I was like, what's Warcraft 2? And I played Warcraft 2, and it was great. And then I played Starcraft, I got really into RTSs, even though I knew no hotkeys, and that really prevented me from becoming good at them. But then, I was like 10 years old, 9 years old or something, and somebody was like, have you heard of this game RuneScape? And I was like, RuneScape? That sounds difficult. So I went on the site. I remember this was literally 3 months after RuneScape came out. I started playing this game. I got to like level 80 on RuneScape, and that really jump-started my love for MMOs. I started to realize how insanely awesome communities were online, and you just learn to meet new people, and I loved the economy idea of an MMO. And eventually, I remember being at a friend's house, and he said, RuneScape is nothing! Look at Guild Wars! And I was like, Guild Wars? And I was 11 years old. I started a warrior. I named him something like the stupidest names. You know how when you're 11 and you go, oh, why? Yeah. Later in your life, because you named something just so bad. Whether it's an email or a character, doesn't matter. I named my guy like Slick Blade Point or something. Literally, that was my guy's name. Slick Space Blade Point.
I remember for RuneScape as well, I had a player named Demon Hunter 33. I don't even know what went through my mind there.
Yeah, exactly. You have no originality when you're 11 years old. You're like, what can I name myself after?
I'm Shadow Fox.
Exactly.
Some generic name.
You always got to do something like that. And I played Guild Wars forever. From that moment, I literally quit RuneScape, started playing Guild Wars. I sucked at the game. I got ran through the game, pretty much. I'd get, like, 2,000 gold. I'd be like, can somebody please run me this place for 2,000 gold? I just begged off people for the first 3 years of playing. Eventually, I got some progression going on. I figured out how to play. I've been a fan of Guild Wars ever since. My walls are just destroyed with Guild Wars posters, Guild Wars standees, t-shirts that are autographed, postcards that are autographed. I love the game, and I want to share that joy with viewers and stuff, because I make videos on it, too.
Well, yeah, we can see in the videos, like, all of your weird Guild Wars shrine.
Oh, you don't even know what's in front of me.
I see you, like, smoking some opium and just dancing around your room, listening to the Guild Wars 1 soundtrack.
Literally, you guys don't even know what's in front of me. I have, like, 20 more posters in front of that camera that you cannot see. And someday, I will do a video showing you everything, because I actually just recently added some more stuff.
The Vault Hoarders Edition.
I'm constantly on eBay trying to buy more Guild Wars stuff. I just am such a fan of the game. Yeah, I mean, right now I'm bidding on some magazines.
Wow.
I just want to jar of plushie.
Yeah, I love this game. That's hands down, that's it. I love the series. Everything about it. I got to shake hands with Martin Kirstein at PAX East and said, will you sign my t-shirt? And he was like, yes, in his German accent. So, yeah. And yeah, he signed my t-shirt. I have it kind of hanging in my little shrine. You can probably see it in some of the videos. I, again, just love the game. That's it.
Like all of us here, really. All we want to do is talk about the game, talk about ourselves, and just have a good time.
Oh, yeah. So what's our big mission statement here? What do we want to hit on in this podcast?
Well, really, we just want to get some viewer fan base and explain about anything about the game. You know, what needs to be talked about, trending topics, hot topics, things like that that need to be discussed in the Guild Wars 2 community.
Also, our personal views on what we think sucks and rocks about Guild Wars 2.
Oh, we want to talk about that beta weekend then.
What'd you guys think about the beta weekend?
Go, well, Snebby.
Well, this was me beta day. I was at school, and my school goes till 12 p.m. on a Friday. So I knew that Guild Wars 2 was going to go live at 1 p.m., so I live about two blocks from my school, so I can bike home and just imagine me sitting in my desk sweating, thinking about Guild Wars 2, and then that bell rings. I bolt out of that classroom, knock people over, get to my bike, and go 100 miles an hour home. Rip through the door, run downstairs, and try to log in, and somehow it logged me in early. So that was like fanboy moment of the year. I threw my arms in the air and was like, praise the Guild Wars gods. This is happening. And I started playing the game. I created a character. I started live streaming. And anyone that was there in my live stream was just laughing at me the whole time, because I was just freaking out the entire time. It's the game! I can actually play it! Yeah. I was so excited. Created a Char Ranger, jumped in the game, and then I quickly realized that I had no idea what I was doing. I don't know if anyone else felt like that, but you can only read about something so much, but you might not be able to actually...
They didn't really interpret any tutorials, I've noticed, in the game, so it was kind of confusing on what to do once you start.
Yeah, you had to pretty much slam your head against a keyboard for half an hour learning all the different hotkeys before you understood what to do, because, for example, I didn't know about the book thing where you got traits and skills and stuff. I didn't know anything about
that.
Which
is a big part of the game.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my whole guild was laughing at me. I actually rage quit like three times because I had no... I couldn't kill anything at one point because I didn't have any upgraded armor. I was like level 14 with level 1 armor and everything was two-hitting me. My guild was like, just go get armor.
So you go from like being excited like an Eastern European chick viewing Michael Jackson for the first time to this beaten and abused wife that just can't take it anymore and runs away.
Or more directly, I go from being a god walking amongst mere mortals, 50-50 in my Hall of Monuments in Guild Wars 1, to a complete and utter noob in Guild Wars 2. It was not a good feeling.
You wouldn't expect it to be such a different game than the first one. Like, everything's different. Miles.
I cannot touch on this topic enough. People that haven't played Guild Wars 1 have no idea what... It's so different. And I think lots of people pick up Guild Wars 1 expecting it to be just like Guild Wars 2 or just, you know, a lesser version of Guild Wars 2. It's completely different. It's not even a true MMO.
Yeah.
You know what I did for the first 5 minutes? Hit my space bar over and over and over again. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not attacking things. I'm not attacking things. I'm jumping. I'm jumping. I'm jumping.
Yeah, I mean, I just... Literally every time I attacked something, I was moving and jumping over top of them, even though it was completely inefficient and useless. It was just a lot of fun jumping around.
Awesome. For the first time, I jumped off something really high and I died. I was like, whoa, what was that?
I was totally using FPS fighting styles of jumping around, backspinning and hitting things with my dual pistols with my thief. I was just like, oh, this is so awesome.
Yeah,
it's great. Like, even when you fight, when you walk around, you can do anything. You dodge, you jump, anything. I love that part of the game.
Yeah, but the no tutorial thing, man, that was the thing that really just kind of, I mean,
it made it much harder to enjoy the beta.
It wasn't like this was like a huge barrier to entry, but it's something that you're so accustomed to with every other MMO out there. You're so used to the game saying, all right, this is how you walk. This is how you open your inventory. This is how you check your mail. This is how you sell things. But who knows? They may actually throw in a better tutorial. Later.
I mean, I think it's inevitable that they add in a tutorial. I mean, if you look at the progression that they had in Guild Wars 1, where they had, in the original Guild Wars Prophecies, they had a whole nother pre-searing area. Like, they literally had the tutorial area, and everyone called it Noob Island or the Noob Place. And that gave you the full-on tutorial. And once you left there, it was get out into the real world and enjoy the game. And then in Guild Wars Factions, they had Noob Island, where it was, again, just another tutorial. In Nightfall, it was the same thing. Had a little island where it was all tutorial. You know, you went level 1 to 15 or whatever, and it just showed you the basics. And I think that they have to do that in Guild Wars 2. If they don't, it would really hinder people. Yeah, they have to.
Otherwise, even RuneScape has that, I mean.
Yeah, even RuneScape.
Even RuneScape. Well, you always have to include a tutorial because not everybody... This is somebody's first MMO somewhere. You know?
Yeah, somebody's never going to have heard of a game. They're going to walk through a game shop. They're going to look at Guild Wars 2 and say, ooh, Dragon, and then try to play it. So they can't expect people or assume that people know how to play an MMO.
Well, so, I think they'll add one by the time the game is out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think they had kind of a rough tutorial. You know, they had that thing where... I was a char, so I don't know if it was the same for everybody, but you had to like run into this little dungeon thing, and it basically just showed you how to move. Yeah. I think that was an unrefined tutorial.
Oh, the char beginning is so much better than the humans. The humans is just like you go fight a bunch of centaurs, and I mean you can literally spend about 5 minutes in the tutorial. It's not really much of a tutorial. It's
like a prologue.
You know, it's just a prologue, setting the stage of what's going on in that particular area. But yeah, the only things you got in the way of tutorials were the occasional pop up. You can check your mail for your quest rewards, and you're like,
too late when you're like level 15.
You're like,
I didn't realize you had a mail. Yeah,
you got like 20 mails, and you're just going.
Yeah, I didn't even know that they mailed you rewards. I had no idea until like 8 hours in.
One thing that I've noticed that they have done differently in the recent beta weekend event that they did, I've been in like the past four of them, they stopped doing the treasure chests dropping on the ground whenever you like complete like a daily quest or a weekly or whatever. They used to drop a chest on the ground and you would have to click it and it would give you money, experience, and whatnot. Now it just seems like they just give it to you, because I guess a lot of people were playing, and then all of a sudden they get the little pop up that says, "Oh, you completed an achievement, a daily achievement," and then they would just run and leave the chest and not get the experience or the money or anything for it.
It seems like a useless thing to do. Why would you even put the chest? Just give it to you. I like that they changed that. Mm-hmm. That's completely unnecessary.
Another issue was just the system requirements that I had with...
so much like...
Yeah.
I mean, well, FPS problems, everything, yeah.
Well, I mean, I had some server-side lag. I would have that, but, like, the graphical, the FPS issues, I had that. Many other people... I mean, there are people...
I had to go to put everything on low settings to actually run the game properly.
I can have it on the highest settings, or I can have it on the lowest settings, and it'll perform exactly the same for me. But that's because the game is completely CPU dependent, and not they aren't using your GPU at all. They haven't optimized for it, so it's kind of hard to decide. You know, what do I need to upgrade to really play this the way I want to play this? So we're just gonna have to wait until they get that optimization done before you can even really start to think about upgrades or whatnot.
Another problem I had was having challenging quests, solo quests at least. I tried to solo some things and I couldn't do it myself. I always have to find a partner to go through it with them.
Yeah, that actually concerns me a little bit. Now, we all hope that Guild Wars 2 is a thriving and super popular game, but what happens if you're in an area where there's no one around?
Which happens plenty of times.
Yeah, it happens, right? Even in that beta where there are tons and tons and tons of people playing, you're eventually going to encounter something alone. So what happens when you're alone? I almost think that the monster should be scaled based on how many people are there. Because otherwise, there's no way you're going to take down that giant that's destroying the town next to you. There's just no way.
Well, they do have that, but I'm just not sure how big of a radius that they're gauging the people that are in it, that are participating in it. So, I mean, if it's small, that's good, because then just the people that are there in that area will the challenge will scale to just those people. But if it's a large area and there are just people out there killing the plague worms, and they aren't in the actual orchard itself, you know, fighting the spiders in the human area, you know, and they're being counted as part of the challenge for that orchard area, that's going to kind of suck. But if it's centered, if the radius of that is smaller, that's good. But if it's large, then I see that problem with, you know, passerbys just being included into the challenge rating of the event that happens.
Mm-hmm. One thing I really actually liked about the game is you're just walking, you're about to do another quest, and you have a random event nearby with tons of people doing it. You go there, you finish, you get some gold, you get some XP. What'd you guys think about that?
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. I mean, that it was a very different progression. It was hard to get used to for me, especially with the cookie cutter, you know, do this quest, go to this quest, do this, do this, do this. Often you feel like a dog being held on a leash, and the game is the dog or whatever, and you're just getting pulled along. But in this, you feel like you're in charge. You get to decide what you want to do. If all you want to do are dynamic quests, you just run around the map in circles, and you're going to find tons of stuff to do. Whereas before, you had to do specific things. So I like the versatility of the game.
Yeah.
I really like the ease of getting into the quests. You don't have to worry. Like the article I put up, one of the things that I said was, you know, you don't have to worry about when you get in a group with some people, you know, whether it be guildies or just some people that you just started playing around with in the game. You don't have to go, oh, do you have this quest? Oh, well, can you share it? Oh, it says I can't share it because I'm on a different phase of the quest. So then you have to go find out where the quest comes from, go get it, then catch up with them. You can just go and participate in the quest and not have to worry about all this travel time and the logistics of who's got what, and what have you. So it really just kind of streamlines the typical questing mechanic that we're used to. So to me, that really made PvE a lot more enjoyable than what we've been accustomed to. Hey guys, I'd like to apologize. We had a minor technical issue with a storm that's coming through my area. It ended up knocking my internet out and logged us off of our Skype call. So we came back and started talking. We talked for about 10 to 15 minutes, and then I realized that we weren't recording, so that audio is lost. But I'm putting this little edit in here to let you know what we were talking about. What we were talking about is how ArenaNet really focuses on the aspect of community in this MMO. Most MMOs that we've seen recently, they didn't really focus on the community aspect. You were really kind of set to focus on your group or your guild or faction against faction. There was really no ownership in the game. So we talked about how community is a big aspect in the dynamic events, how everybody has a mutual goal, we work together, and it's very seamless in how we do it. And then we started talking about World v World, which we talked about at a greater length, which I believe we're going to have a show soon that is about World v World, because I feel that it's more of a broader aspect that we really need to talk about. But how we own portions of the world, we have need for alliances and for the community to actually work together in order to accomplish goals. So we haven't seen that since Dark Age of Camelot, really. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna jump back in, and Brady, aka Snibzor, will begin talking about the focus that ArenaNet has placed on the casual gamer. So I do apologize for this technical hiccup. It shouldn't happen again. Hopefully, there's no other acts of God that prevent me from recording. And if it does happen, I'll be more aware in the future. So once again, I do apologize. And here we go back to the podcast.
Where were we? We were talking about community and things and how Guild Wars 2 is tailoring to casual folks.
Yeah, it, definitely that. I think that they're. I don't think that they're necessarily aiming at casual people. I think that they're just making the access to doing these things.
They're making it more all around for everybody, not just one sort of player.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I mean
I mean
you.
before. It was MMOs were the cat. I mean, the very hardcore people that were really into games, right? I mean, I think Jeremy can attest to this. People that played MMOs long time ago were there because they loved video games and they wanted to spend a lot of time on them. Whereas now, game companies are taking a step back and they're saying, "Whoa, how can we widen this audience? How can we make it so that people who may be busy, how can they play MMOs?" And
Yep.
they're taking that step back and they're making it so that both hardcore people and casual people now have a medium to play the game.
Yeah, way back in the days of UO, shaking my cane. It was like all about, spending as much time as you could on the game, amassing an obscene amount of gold, killing people just for no reason, really, most of the time. There were times where you're just like, oh, look, there's some monsters over here. I might go kill them. Then all of a sudden, some guy, some wizard in a cloak walks by and like freaking does the Emperor Palpatine, and you're just like, ah, now I'm a ghost. I gotta. Hopefully, he doesn't take everything from my body, but he does. He takes.
Just reminds me of World of Warcraft. Why I quit World of Warcraft summed up into one story. I was walking through the Barrens. You know, everyone always jokes about how the Barrens chat is just awful, and it is. And I remember walking around, there was some guy, and he just looked so godly, like lightning bolts all over him, and he was all this epic armor, and I was like, oh, ding, hit him with a sword. For the next half an hour, it's just him sitting by the restaurant and killing me every time I spawn, because I messed with the wrong guy, for sure.
Yeah.
So, PvP, not always the best.
I love PvP. That's my favorite part of MMOs. It's just, I do hate it when there's no point to PvP. To me, if there's no point to PvPing, and all you're left with is just griefing. Like, what was the name of the place in Age of Conan? Tesso. That's the name of the village, Tesso. It was in the Aquilonian area. It was usually around like level like early 30s players. But basically all of the high level people would just go to Tesso and just just kill people over and over again. They're like
random slaughters.
It's just like, what's the point of this? You're talking to a quest person, or you're on your way to go speak to a merchant, and all of a sudden some Stygian assassin sticks a dagger in your neck, and he's like, Lawler skates! And then just runs away, and you're just like, you're an asshole.
Meanwhile, you're hitting your keyboard against your screen, and every broken pieces are flying everywhere in rage. It's the worst thing, getting just randomly ganked in any game.
Yeah.
For no reason.
They've done
mainly
a great...
in FPSs, though, I mean, getting ganked.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it.
They've done a great job at kind of like separating the PvP community from the PvE community. You really have to make a choice, but it doesn't feel like you're really, because I know for most PvPers, they like the idea of a free-for-all open world PvP system where you can go and fight people in the PvE areas. But from the overall narrative of the story, it doesn't make sense to do that. So that's why you've got World v. World, and then you've got the structured PvP. So it does separate it, but it kind of makes sense why it's separated. You don't feel like you're really missing out, you know, killing that char, that char ranger that's looking for a certain pet, you know, while you're, like, infinite levels above him, you know?
Yeah, they've integrated it into the game without making it absolutely essential to choose one or the other at the same time, you know what I mean? So if I choose to play PvE mostly, I can still play PvP by doing world versus world, or do the structured PvP thing, and it does make sense in the storyline. So I like that too.
Yes, and the ownership is so awesome. I can, now the guild that I'm part of, we can own something, defend it, upgrade it, and then we've already got a pretty good alliance going, so the first day,
the guild system is great, yeah.
Our first day in Guild Wars 2 is just going to be us in World v. World making the entire server, our home world is going to take over everything. That is our goal from the beginning. I'm sure there are going to be other guilds that have the exact same idea.
Yeah, right now I'm just thinking about a whole bunch of people in like Korea that are thinking, we're going to own everything in Guild Wars 2.
Whole game.
All the game is ours.
All your fort belong to us.
Yeah, we're in Soviet Russia. This is what's going to happen. Everyone's going to have the same idea that they're going to own everything, and nobody's going to own everything. It's going to be pretty evenly distributed.
It's going to change time to time. It's not never going to be the same.
I'm just curious how fast leveling is going to work in World v. World in the beginning, because I know a lot of people are just going to just charge into World v. World. All the PvP guilds, that's what they're going to do. They're probably not going to touch the PvE content for the first few days. They're going to spend that time in World v. World asserting their dominance, you know, essentially putting their teeth on the neck of their enemies, you know, and holding them down. And then after that few days, after they get a feel for who their enemies are and how potent they are, then they'll start moving on and doing other portions of the game.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Well, you know, perhaps we should get to this outro now, if you guys want to... How can they keep in contact with us? How can the viewers out there... Do you guys have Twitter?
We have a Twitter at Guild Wars 2 Vault. You can always send us a message from there, and I'll definitely take a look at it and our team.
You could probably even suggest things like, what do you want us to talk about? Is there anything that you are very overly concerned with? And perhaps we could have a discussion on it on the podcast. So
we're even looking for guests. So if you maybe want an appearance on our show, on our podcast show, you can send us a message over Twitter or even on our forums. You can sign up on our forums at guildwars2vault.com, and we can you can talk to us there as well.
Yeah, if you do something really epically cool and awesome, give us a shout. Maybe you do a fan art. Maybe you have some cool videos out. Well, we'd love to have somebody like that on the podcast as well. So
yeah. You could leave us a voicemail at any of our Skypes. I'll put our I know I'll put my Skype information in, so you can leave a message on Skype if you have any questions that, you know, we can put it on air and then we can answer it on air. And yeah, I've already done a few guild spotlights, and I'm in contact with some of those guilds, and I also have a few guild spotlights that are coming. And we're going to try to maybe get them on, and they could talk about their guild and what they think about the game, because it's just nice to have a different voice to chime in every once in a while. Maybe they say something that's something that we'd never even thought of or touched on.
Mm-hmm. There's always a different view with guilds and competitive gaming and stuff like that. So
yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Snebzor, or youtube.com/Snebzor. I make videos occasionally just for the lulz, lots of fun. And I even have a Facebook page, again, Snebzor. So yeah, you can go look at those if you want.
All right, thank you for watching our show. Make sure to tune in next time, and bye.
And next time
we're gonna talk about immersion.
Immersion, yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
What is immersion to you? And because it seems to be such a multifaceted word, I figure that alone is going to be a huge show that we're just...
There's a lot of discussion around it, so...
Yes, there is.
Yeah, it'll be good. So until next time, guys, thanks very much.
Thank you. See you all later.
See ya. All right. Like causes without rebels. Just dark, but grim is nothing else.